after I did solos, you would get off stage and most of the time you'd be like, oh, like I missed this sound, and like the thousands of sounds you just made in your entire solo. But there are those few performances that you get off stage and you're like, I just hit every sound perfectly. Like, that is the best time I've ever done that. I guess that's really rewarding. And when you're competing solos, that doesn't happen as often as like you would want it to. But when it does, it is just the most rewarding feeling.
Rachel Lehman, senior at Carmel High School, has been tap dancing almost her whole life.
Tap is the controlled movement of your feet to make rhythms. A shuffle is the movement of your leg in a way that your toe brushes the floor out and then brushes back in. A shuffle is the most basic tap step. Double wing kind of spurs off the single wing. Start on both feet, bend your legs beforehand to get some power, and then you jump off the floor, brush both of your feet outwards at the same time, making a sound outwards, and then they come back in as soon as you like brush them out. You brush them back in. When I say brush, I mean brushing the floor, and then you land on both feet again. Essentially, it's just the single wing, but you, in the same jump, you do the brushes twice. It's like a controlled spasm. The double wing is one of the hardest steps I've done. Three steps in one, essentially, and it's a double pullback, which is like brushing both of your feet backwards and landing on two feet, and then it's a double wing, and then it's a double toe flip. Kind of do all of that before your feet land on the ground at the end.
Rachel wasn't always such an advanced tap dancer.
So when I was younger, obviously I kind of just liked making noises, you know, like any kid does. My sister was always really into dance, and then it was a natural progression for me to kind of follow her.
What changed Rachel's tap experience from amateur to advanced? Watching her sister.
A defining moment was when I really started getting into tap, like back at my old studio, and my sister was in a better tap class than I was. And I would just sit outside that room and I would kind of just watch her. And I would watch our teacher, Michelle, just do all these new things that I had never done. Since I wasn't in the class, I wasn't good enough to be in the class. Kind of just stood outside of the door and I did everything that they did. And I guess that was defining for me, because that's when I think I really became interested in it. That's when I was like, oh, like all this new stuff that I've never seen before, like this is really cool.
Rachel believes she's had some of her best memories because of tap.
I had a duet 2 years ago. It was called Come On Eileen, and we went to nationals and we won. And that was a really fun time because we had worked so hard on that duet, and there was a lot of things going against that duet in the beginning, like our teachers didn't want us to have it, and it was just kind of a struggle at the beginning, but we knew we wanted to dance together.
Once Rachel got really interested in tap, however, her perfectionist qualities started coming through too strong.
I went through a stage in my life where it took over, and then like the perfection part got out of control. Oh, I had an a cappella solo, and I got to the point where I would cry and cry if I didn't get like every sound, because you could hear everything, like there was no music covering it up.
Rachel's love of tap is what brought her out of her extreme perfectionism.
After that period in my life, I was like, okay, the perfectionism kind of has to stop, and it wasn't an easy transition.
Today, tap still helps Rachel and affects her life.
In a really hectic life, and you have competition dance, and when everything seems like out of control sometimes, then you can like go to the studio and tap.
Rachel has also helped affect the lives of other tappers.
So I've always been known as the tap dancer at my studio, and when other people come to me for help with things, I really like to help them.
She has inspired me to become a better tap dancer myself.
She's on a scale from 1 to 10, 10.
Through tap, Rachel has been able to learn more about herself and express herself. She's also been able to control the parts of herself she doesn't like and get through tough times. Rachel Lehman has been tapping almost her whole life and doesn't think she'd be the same person without it.
Tap benefited my life for the better, because if I was still in that perfectionism stage, I don't think I would be who I am right now or as happy as I am.
For 91.3 WHJE and the Just Dance podcast, this has been Kayla Robleski.